Welcome to Parallel Perspectives, the podcast episode that I'm now recording for the third time because I couldn't get my technology to work. My name is Chelsea, and I'm here to guide you through the intricacies and confusion of trying to co-parent with someone who is narcissistic. And that's usually the focus of this podcast, but this month I want to do something a little different. We're now into the new year. I know it's a little bit later in the month. I planned on having the episode out a little earlier, but again, this is my third time recording it, so I should know what I'm talking about at this point. And what I want to talk about is not necessarily co-parenting with your ex or dealing with that stuff directly. I want to talk about you, and I want to talk about your role in parallel parenting and why that is an important role to play and why you need to take care of yourself as you're doing it. So let's talk about co-parenting and self-care. Okay, so we know that co-parenting with a narcissist and doing parallel parenting can be stressful. I mean, I always say at the end of every podcast episode, and it's true, that by parallel parenting, we can't make things perfect. All we can do is make things better. And that means that we cannot change the way our exes behave. We can't change the way they treat us. We can't change the way that they treat our children. But what we can do is control our own lives. And that means things like, you know, controlling your feelings and emotions so you're not feeding into your ex's ploys for attention or drama. It means protecting your kids and trying to mitigate the effects of their parenting. And part of that too has to be taking care of yourself. And to do that, we need to talk about self-care. And I just want to say that self-care is not just, you know, those relaxing activities we tend to associate with the term. It's not just warm bubble baths and hot cups of tea, although that's an important part of it. That's not the definition of self-care. Self-care is either adding things into your life that make you feel calmer or at peace or help you connect with yourself, or taking things out of your life so that you can feel calmer and at peace and more connected with yourself. So let's look at some self-care tips that will help you manage the stress and chaos while you're co-parenting in a challenging environment. And let's start with those self-care activities I talked about. Again, these are activities and hobbies and things you can do to relax, to take your mind off of things. If there's nothing you can do in the moment to deal with your ex, it's okay to distract yourself from that so you're not constantly walking around with this stress on your shoulders. And self-care can look different for everyone. I like bubble baths. I like writing. I like watching YouTube. These are things that help me relax and unwind. For you, it could be exercising. It could be cooking. It could be reading. Anything that, like I said, makes you feel relaxed, anything that takes your mind off the stress in your life, these are self-care activities you need to start incorporating into your daily life, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes a day, even if it's not in a moment of stress, if you're just sort of chill, it's okay to engage in these activities as well. Those are probably the best times to do it so that you can start training your brain that, oh, when I go to do this one thing, I'm relaxing. And that'll help you deal with the stress of your co-parenting situation. So tip number two is setting boundaries. When we talk about parallel parenting, we talk a lot about boundaries, which is a hard thing to do when you're dealing with a narcissist, since they don't tend to respect boundaries. But the cool thing is you can actually set boundaries that you don't really need to communicate with them directly. You can set boundaries that you can put your foot down without them agreeing to anything. And an example of that would be something like limiting your communication to text messages or emails. You can easily say to your ex, I need for us to communicate through text from now on. You can set physical boundaries, like not having them in or around your home. You can set personal boundaries by not talking about your personal life. All right, so number three is seeking support. This means leaning on, you know, your friends and family that know about your situation. They can be there to emotionally support you if you need to talk, if you need a break, if even if they've never been through it, if they're, you know, if they're truly your friends, and if they truly care, they'll listen. I have lots of friends that have never dealt with anything remotely similar to co-parenting with a narcissist. But one thing I found really helped was connecting with people who do understand the situation, people who have been through it. And that's why I created my support group, which I'm sure I've talked about before on other episodes. And I'll drop a link in the show notes so you can go join up if you want to. And it's just a great place to complain, to ask for help, to give help. One of the sort of, for me, one of my biggest self-care activities is actually doing things like podcasts and blog posts and giving advice in the group, because I'm able to take the difficult situation I went through and help other people. And if there's something you've overcome in your situation, you can help people with that as well. Okay, tip number four is developing coping strategies. And these are healthy strategies you can use for when something stressful does happen in the moment. Things like taking a deep breath, things like writing in a journal, meditation. And there's things you can do not in the moment as well to help you cope, like talking to a therapist who can actually give you really valuable coping strategies that are unique to your situation. I know that when my ex and I went to text messaging and emailing only, if his number or anything popped up from him, I went into immediate panic mode, because 9 times out of 10, it was going to be nonsense, accusations, just, you know, terrible things he would say to me. So I learned how to, instead of going right into it with a panicked mindset, I used to just, you know, give myself a few minutes to calm down, deep breathing, and then I would go into the message, and then immediately, you know, if it was something that sort of triggered my stress, usually I would call my mom and say, you wouldn't believe what he just messaged me, and vent. So just find ways that you can vent, you can alleviate your stress in ways that aren't detrimental to your physical health or your physical health or your mental health. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to go through 4 more tips for some co-parenting self-care. All right, so recently I started up a spreadsheet to keep track of not only, you know, podcast episode topics, but also those little extra things I talk about in each episode, because I don't want to talk about the same thing over and over. So if you've listened to previous episodes, I honestly don't remember if I've mentioned this. So I apologize if this is sort of repeat information. If you're new, then just ignore all that. But what I want to talk about is a course that I created called Recovering from a Toxic Relationship, a Self-Guided Healing Journey. And I'm not going to go into too much detail about it. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes where you can actually sort of read more about what the course is. But basically, I want this course to be your jumping point for dealing with what you went through in your toxic relationship. And basically, it's a roadmap I wish I had have had coming out of, not even just coming out of that relationship. I wish I had it in the relationship to help me get out and then help me heal. And that's where this course really came from. Everybody's experience is different, and I wanted to design a course that addressed that. So in this course, you actually create your own healing path. So you can actually roadmap your own healing journey to focus in on, you know, the things that you want to overcome and the parts of you that you want to heal. Anyway, so again, I'm going to drop a link in the show notes about that course, and you can read through the information. And if you want to sign up, just look for any button that says get started or enroll today. And I would love to have you come on board with that. All right, so let's get back to these co-parenting self-care tips. Tip number 5 is to focus on positive communication with your ex. And I know that a lot of the stress and anxiety that comes with co-parenting with a narcissist is the communication aspect of it. It's those text messages. You don't know if it's going to be a simple question or a bogus accusation. It's going face to face with them, not knowing how you're going to be treated. And that's why I always suggest sticking to written communication. And I also suggest sticking to only communicating about your child. If they ask you how your day is, you don't need to answer. If they ask you what your plans are for the weekend, you don't need to answer. It's none of their business. And the more that you limit and cut down that communication, the fewer opportunities they're going to have to pull you into conflict, and the less stressful it's going to be. Now, when you do have to communicate, it's one thing for me to say, oh, don't talk to them about this and that, but you do have to talk to them about certain things. And when you do have to have a discussion with them in regards to your child, focus on problem solving instead of making accusations or pointing out what they're doing wrong, because that's, like I mentioned back with the boundaries, that's going to get their defenses up. And when a narcissist gets defensive, they can get nasty. So we want to avoid that. So if there is an issue that you have to address, don't be like, you did this. Say, okay, from now on, we need to try doing this. And when you do talk to them through text or even face to face, keep the interaction short, keep them child focused. And no matter how you feel, how frustrated or angry you might be, try to maintain a civil and respectful tone. If being respectful is challenging, and I totally understand, just try to keep things neutral. Think of it like a business-like conversation based on just facts. And doing all this can go a long way to reducing stress when you're communicating with your ex. Tip number 6 is building a supportive routine. When I talk about the protecting your child aspect of parallel parenting, I do mention a lot about creating routines for your kids, because they're not going to get a lot of consistency or any consistency from a narcissistic parent. So it's important that you provide them with that, because for kids, consistency means safety. It means they know what to expect, so they feel safe in that type of environment. But these routines are important for you as well. Having a daily schedule, regular meal times, bedtime rituals, and consistent activities is going to help take a bit off your plate. You're going to have expectations of what needs to happen during the day. And if you can sort of take control of your household and your life, then when the narcissist throws you a curveball, it's not going to feel that chaotic. Tip number 7 is talking to a lawyer. Court orders are tricky. What they are is, it's a legal document that outlines sort of the rules of co-parenting and the expectations of co-parenting, the schedules, who picks up the child, who drops off the child, where's the child living, when do they go with the other parent. There's a lot of details. Even things like communicating through text message only can be put in a court order. And what happens is, if somebody doesn't follow the court order, it's technically breaking the law. I mean, don't get your hopes up that your ex is going to be thrown in jail if they do, but the court order is a framework to try to keep everyone on track and accountable. And if your ex breaks the rules, it means that you can take them back to court to have the issue discussed in front of usually a case master, sometimes a judge. And that way they can't manipulate or control the situation as much as they could. So if you find that your disputes with your ex are just becoming completely unmanageable, at the very least, talk to a lawyer and explore this avenue. Anyway, let's get on to the last tip about taking care of you. And that is practicing patience. Remember that change takes time, and you need to be patient with yourself. We can't change our exes. We can hope that they'll smarten up, and in some cases they do, but chances are they're not going to change, and there's nothing we can do about that. So what we can do as the other parent is build resilience against them. And again, that takes time. If you today decide that you're only going to text message your ex in regards to the child, you're not going to see immediate improvements, but over time, you're going to notice the changes and you're going to notice how your consistent efforts are leading to a better co-parenting situation for you. All right, so that's it for co-parenting self-care. I know that our children are sort of, they're the most important part of the situation. They're the most important part of this equation, but you're part of that equation as well. And you can't protect your child and you can't, you know, implement parallel parenting to protect them if you are overwhelmed and exhausted by the situation. So if you feel just totally stressed out, just take a pause and shift your focus a little bit in your direction so that you can start alleviating some of those stresses in your life. I know co-parenting is a tough journey, but either way, taking care of yourself is the best thing you can do to navigate this difficult path. All right, so that's all I have to say about that. Next month, I'm going to talk about how to respond to a narcissist text message. I did all this talking about written communication, so we're going to dig into it a little bit more and actually look at maybe some specific examples of text messages you may receive and how to respond to them so that you sort of have a plan so that these text messages don't stress you out or cause you enormous anxiety like they used to do to me. So until next month, hopefully I'll be back on schedule. Thank you for tuning in. And as I always say, parallel parenting won't make things perfect, but they will make them better. Thanks for listening.
The advice provided in this podcast is not legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional for personalized guidance. The terms narcissism and narcissists are used to refer to behaviors and tendencies of an individual, not as an official diagnosis. Music provided by Upbeat is free for creators. And don't forget to visit motherhoodandmayhem.online for more information. Thanks for listening and take care.